Good evening, I'm Asad Ahmed. The closure of London's airspace last week is thought to have cost the capital's economy around £100 million. The figure is from the Mayor's office and is said to reflect the impact of tourists not being able to come to the city and spend their money. Here's Paul Curran.
London's airports were effectively shut down for 6 days because of the ash cloud. The Mayor's office says that stopped 180,000 tourists getting here who would have spent an estimated £100 million.
Many businesses were reporting that trade was down by as much as 40%. And of course, you know, that's a big impact on anyone's business. So all of those businesses will be hoping that we'll get a lot of overseas visitors back in.
The airspace closed down is still having an effect. Hotel occupancy rates are down by a quarter, and theatres, restaurants and other tourist attractions are all quieter. As the marathon hit town, Boris Johnson claimed it was a bargain hunter's dream.
There are now huge numbers of vacancies, there are opportunities, there are discount hotel rooms, shows to see, all that kind of thing. London's a bargain, folks.
Despite the setback, both the Mayor and Visit London are confident the lost revenue can be recouped if the pound remains weak. Paul Curran, BBC London News.
Now, the Conservative leader David Cameron showed a united front with Boris Johnson this week as the bid to attract Londoners' votes continued. Well, the party have promised more involvement and accountability for people who expect more from local and national government.
Two of the most recognisable figures from the Conservative Party came together to celebrate St George's Day in the City of London. It was a chance to show Londoners that they had the common touch through enjoying the celebrations on offer. The Conservatives have been keen to stress in their manifesto that it's the people who can help them make key decisions about schools, council tax and the community.
What is so broken about society in Boris Johnson's London?
Well, there are lots of things that I think people in London are very worried about. People are very worried about their jobs. They've seen the banks in the city shed hundreds of thousands of jobs. They're very worried about crime. They've seen a terrible instance of knife crime, like, you know, the murder of Jimmy Mizzen. I think now people are worried that those opportunities aren't there in the way they used to be. And that's why I think what the Conservative change would do is to bring back those opportunities.
Not everyone supports plans for more community involvement, as there are those who believe certain decisions should be made by professionals in the field.
Well, on Tuesday night, there'll be a special BBC London election debate. It'll be hosted by Andrew Neil, and Londoners will get the chance to put their questions to representatives from both the main and also the smaller parties, and that's at 10:50 on BBC One. Now, London's property prices are set to be recovering from the dip of the last 18 months or so. The bounce back is expected to be confirmed this week through a variety of surveys, but will it change the way you vote? Well, Catherine Carpenter has been taking a closer look at the figures.
Two-bedroom flat in Notting Hill. 2 years ago, you could have snapped it up for a bargain £900,000. Now it's on the market for £1.25 million. To estate agents, a sign that in parts of London, things are back where they were at the height of the property boom.
All this might be an estate agent's dream, but in a poll conducted for BBC London, 65% of people said they felt London had become too expensive for them to live in. And 82% of those who responded said they felt housing was a key election issue, which could change the way they vote.
So what are the main parties promising? Labour have already announced a stamp duty holiday for first-time buyers on properties under £250,000, and they're pledging to build more affordable homes and council houses. The Conservatives say they'll permanently raise the stamp duty threshold and abolish home information packs. The Liberal Democrats are offering to bring empty homes back into use and to replace the council tax with another system.
London needs to serve needs of everybody, and that's what makes London tick. And it needs to make provision for a whole range of people, including those on low pay as well as moderate incomes, rather than just focus on those who are highly paid.
Katie John agrees. She's 29 and is part of a campaign group lobbying on behalf of first-time buyers.
I put in an offer in about £160,000, and I was told that an investor had put in a higher offer than me. Now, investors enjoy quite a lot of tax breaks, which make it easier for them to get properties than first-time buyers. So, I think the UK government needs to acknowledge that there has been a change, and they need to level the playing field.
And whoever forms that government will face a dilemma. Should they worry about rising house prices squeezing out the less well-off, or embrace them as a sign of a more buoyant economy? Catherine Carpenter, BBC London News.
Well, football now, and although Chelsea convincingly won in the Premiership, Fulham went down to a last-gasp penalty, losing 2-1 at Everton. And now let's go over to Wendy for the weather forecast.
Well, eventually some sunshine for the London runners, and mostly it's warm and sunny this week. I say mostly because there will be one or two showers around. You might have spotted some throughout this afternoon. They die out tonight, plenty of cloud, one or two breaks and some mist patches developing with temperatures no lower than 9 degrees. Then tomorrow we start with a fair amount of cloud, the breeze picking up throughout the day. Again, the chance of a light shower, but some sunny spells taking temperatures up to around 19 degrees. And then southerly winds stay with us throughout this week. There will be some lovely sunshine as well, so it will be pleasantly warm at 20 degrees.
Well, that's it for now. I'll be back at 10:15 with our next news tonight on BBC One. Until then, whatever you're doing, have a very good evening. Bye-bye.